Madison's mayor says he has problems with the process. The city attorney's office says it's not legal, and opposition groups are forming to keep the minimum wage where it's at $5.15 an hour. Nevertheless, the Madison Fair Wage campaign is forging ahead. Alder Austin King says the campaign is in its fifth day of collecting nearly 13,000 signatures needed to put the minimum wage issue on the February ballot.
And we're doing quite well. At the end of Thursday, which is 4 days in, we had over 2,400 signatures. That's averaging about 600 a day.
A man who ran unsuccessfully for King's Common Council seat now wants to quash King's Fair Wage campaign. Frank Harris oversees Citizens for Sane Economics. He's also chair of UW-Madison College Republicans. He says raising the minimum wage to $7.75 is bad for business.
Jobs will be lost in the city of Madison, either current jobs or prospective businesses coming to Madison.
A recent report by the Center on Wisconsin Strategy disputes that. It says higher wages don't result in lost jobs, and that 130,000 low-income residents would benefit from a higher minimum wage. Madison Mayor Dave Cieslewicz supports a higher minimum wage, but is concerned about doing it by referendum. Spokesperson Melanie Conklin says the mayor wants the city council to vote on the matter after holding public hearings.
What he wants to make certain happens is that there's full community discussion on a higher minimum wage and how we should implement it and how it should look.
The mayor's office has heard concerns that the referendum language can't be changed, unlike a proposed ordinance. That means $7.75 would be the minimum wage, no higher, no less. And there couldn't be exceptions for interns or other situations. Conklin says the mayor's likely to introduce his own minimum wage proposal instead of a referendum. However, the Madison City Council's office says a higher minimum wage may not be allowed under state law, something King from the Fair Wage campaign disputes.
The fact is, there's no state law preempting us from enacting our own minimum wage. There is this concept of the state having claimed the field in an area by having legislated extensively in it.
If the higher wage is approved by voters or the Common Council, King expects the legal battles to continue. Meanwhile, Governor Doyle is considering raising the state minimum wage. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.